The good thing is temperatures. Friday's temperature is a high of only about 81 degrees. What's that?
Are we in August or September?
Right, it's August.
It's awesome.
I love it. First week of August.
Yeah.
And we're going to have a Friday. Now, Friday is going to be a rainy day. It's about 65-70%
okay.
of rain. But I love it. 70% of rain and 81 degrees only. That's my kind of day. Get that grass soaked and
yep.
and keep it cool. That's very nice stuff. Anyway, the point is you do need the umbrella a little bit later on today, quite possibly between 1 and about 4 o'clock, all right? So just keep that in mind if you're going to be out. 73 and sunny right now, 86% humidity, about 4-mile-an-hour winds. Thanks again to Joe Myers for coming in from AARP. But now, is time for the Positive Points on Aging. And with that, we have Karen Pickard, who is with us from over at Oakleaf Village in Lexington. And on one of our favorite segments that we do here on The Point all week long is our Positive Points on Aging. And today we're going to talk about something that is I don't think we've really had this talk
before.
We have
not. And trust me, I'm struggling with this to find new topics.
Well, that's okay. This is a great topic.
This is obvious, though. I should have thought sooner.
Yeah, I love this. I love what you're going to talk about here. Silver dating. I love this.
Yes. Anybody 50, 60 years old or older and dating and the process and what to look for and why it's important. Because I'm going to start this out by talking about some folks that we see at Oakleaf. Oftentimes in assisted living, people come there and they're probably usually single. It's usually not couples.
Uh-huh.
And they've been alone for a while. And oftentimes they make and form relationships with people of the opposite sex. And I have seen children embrace it. And I have seen children love it. And I have seen children flip out and hate it. And it can get real ugly when mama's sitting on the sofa talking to some man and the kids don't like it. But,
right.
you know, let me remind you that, and I've said this before here and I've said it every day at work, human beings are social animals. We need interaction with other human beings.
Sure.
And, you know, there's studies about people who, children who are raised without hugs and how they don't develop mentally correctly.
Mm-hmm.
That doesn't change. The older we get, we still need to be touched.
We need
to be loved.
Yeah,
we
affection.
Need affection.
Right.
And so don't get mad if you're parent just passed away and let's say your dad just died and your mother's found a boyfriend.
Right.
It's not a bad thing. And there are statistics that show that men who immediately, and when I say immediately, because I've known a lot of men to do this, within 6 months to a year get remarried,
mm-hmm.
they live longer, they do much better than those who don't have a relationship.
If it's all you've known for basically your adult life.
Right.
And remember, with our parents, we're talking about a generation that got married a lot earlier than what kids do today.
Exactly. And, you know,
I got married at 32. My mom and dad got married in 19, 20 years old.
Yeah. And that's what a lot of people do. And we don't think about it. They went from a home experience with their parents and siblings into a relationship with their own spouse. And then they had their own kids. They've never been alone.
Never.
You know, so you have to think about how it does affect you. And it's good for people to have relationships. Approximately 27% of Americans are over 60 years old and they live alone. That's a lot of people.
Yeah.
And that's a lot of loneliness out there, too.
Sure.
Within this group, women are actually more likely to be living alone than men. And that's not surprising to anybody. So intimate connections like these created while dating help alleviate stress. Think about it. If you're a female who's always had a male in the house and you're living alone and your kids aren't close by, and let's just say the dishwasher breaks.
Sure.
Do you not think that causes a little bit of stress in her life? Who do you call? What do you do? The grass needs mowing. I don't know what to do. And if you have a companion, doesn't have to be somebody that's living with you, but if you have a friend that you can pick up the phone and call, it makes your life a whole lot more pleasant.
Sure.
It also delays mental and physical decline because if you're mentally engaged with somebody during the day and talking to them, that gives you stimulation. And physical decline, oftentimes people are doing more. They're more active if they're with somebody else. My mother was alone for a very long time, and she used to talk about being the fifth wheel all the time and how she hated it. She didn't like to go out with couples. She didn't like to participate in dancing, which she loved to do, but she wouldn't go out dancing because she was by herself.
I want people to understand maybe more so than anything else is the emotional that's involved because, again, it's not easy.
No.
To say I'm starting over again, I would dread the idea.
Oh, can you imagine?
I mean, if aliens came down and took Lainey away from me right now, and I was out there at 54 years old by myself, I would be picking my nose, not sure what to do.
Yep.
And I want nothing to do with that. But my point is, if someone, a parent, is able to find someone who makes them feel good about themselves,
right?
I want people to understand what that means. I mean,
yeah.
Do you understand the self-esteem issues, the emotional issues involved? You go from loneliness to feeling like, wait, somebody finds me still attractive.
Yeah.
Somebody still finds me desirable. Do you know that? I mean, that's a massive, massive, wonderful thing for someone to be able to say in older years.
Yeah. I mean, think about it. Most of us, as we age, you start to get gray hair. You've got wrinkles. You don't look at the same.
Well, not
you
Brian. Twin, but,
not Brian. Yeah. Brian's going to always
Brian's,
be the same.
Yeah, he'll never age.
Funny. But it's true. We lose our self-esteem as we age. And so it's great to have somebody say, wow, I really care about you.
It really matters. It really, really matters.
And so please think about it when it's your parent. Don't judge them. Think about the positive side of it. If you're worried about somebody taking your inheritance, and maybe not your inheritance, but taking their money or something like that, have that conversation with your parent. Take funds and put them in a trust or do
right.
something that people can't get a hold of
right.
if that's what you're concerned about.
And I think that's a legitimate concern.
Absolutely.
That is a legitimate concern because you just don't know. And especially if somebody, if they're already in assisted living,
yep.
You don't know where mom's mind is going to be, you know, 2 years from now, 3 years from now.
Yeah.
And everything that you've done to prepare for this, all of a sudden there's a new factor involved.
Right.
Yeah, I could see where all of a sudden, wait, I really love this guy and I'm going to marry him. And he's got four kids too. So when something
yeah.
happens to me, did those four kids get my mom's money? You know, I get all that stuff.
It's legit. So
yeah.
you have to think about it. But there are ways and safe ways that you can meet somebody. And that's one of the things we're going to talk about is how do you meet somebody as an older adult? You've been out of the dating circus. You're not hopping bars like
right.
it used to be. And then I don't encourage that anymore. I don't
no.
didn't encourage it back in the old days.
Right.
But, it's, you know, there's ways to meet people. And what do you do for a first date? You know, it's kind of like riding a bike. Do you just get on it and keep on going? It's still uncomfortable for a first date. It was horrible when you were 16. It's going to be horrible when you're 60.
Yeah.
But it is something that you do need to kind of get comfortable with and think about. It's tough to put yourself out there and be rejected. Think about it. You know, you go and we'll talk about some dating sites too, but you think about the divorce pool out there and how you've been kicked around. I mean, parents, maybe it isn't death. Maybe it's divorce and you're thinking
right.
about trying to get back out there. It's just uncomfortable.
Sure does.
So you do want your kids to support you if at all possible. I do encourage people to think about meeting your a new person to be interacting with
sure.
through your family and friends. That's always a good place to meet people. Churches, synagogues, any kind of group situation that you're comfortable with like that. They do mention fitness classes. Now, I don't know that much about fitness classes, obviously, but if it's a good place and you're comfortable meeting somebody at the gym or at your yoga class,
right.
do make sure that you ask people about the person you're talking to. Don't just jump into something like that. But that's
sure.
not a bad place to meet them. Or recreational activities.
It's interesting.
If you're into boating or if you're into bowling or if you're into golf, you meet people that way. Those things really haven't changed. That's the way you always met
right.
people when you were younger.
Sure.
So how are you going to do it now? One of the things that I like, and I'm always encouraging my kids, you got to go to parties because if you don't go to parties, you don't know who you're going to meet. My
right.
sister met one of, I shouldn't say this because she's been married a couple of times, but she did
right.
meet her second husband there
sure.
At a party. But my mother always used to say, go to parties, go to weddings, go to birthday events or graduations.
Right.
You may not feel like you need to be there or you're uncomfortable because you're single, but that's a great place to meet people. And
sure.
in an environment like that, you usually have mutual friends, so it's not so difficult.
Right.
You know, you've
right,
got
right.
same people to talk to.
Well, and those are, again, you already said this, but I want to reiterate it. It doesn't matter what age you are.
Yeah.
Dating can be challenging and awkward.
Yes.
And dating after you haven't dated for 40 years
yeah.
is that much more awkward because,
right.
I mean, you have no confidence getting out there and saying, am I doing this right? I mean, the world has changed. Some things haven't changed, though. You know, we'll talk more about that when we come
yeah.
back. I mean, ultimately, there's still some things that are never going to change. about attraction and things like that. But yeah, it's still tough to throw yourself back out there.
Mornings with Kev. In the Bark Fireside Studio, it's Kevin Cohen.
Hey, welcome back in. It's the Positive Points on Aging. Kev and Brian with you, and of course our good friend Karen Pickard from over at Oakleaf Village in Lexington, our proud partners when it comes to the Positive Points on Aging. We love having Oakleaf as a member of the Point family, and really appreciate the fact that Karen and Katie are willing to come out and be with us on Tuesday mornings to hang out with us a little bit. That's good stuff.
It's fun.
Well, I really want you to know we don't take it for granted. We love having you come out. And the information is very, very valuable. And we get into some topics that are pretty interesting stuff there.
Yep.
And that's one of the things I like about what you do, Karen, is you'll go there. You'll bring up things that might be a little uncomfortable, but then when people hear it, they're like, wow, you know, I never thought about that. I really need to be a little bit more open-minded that my grandmother or my mom or my dad wants to start dating again.
Right.
You know, I mean, just ask yourself, do you want them to be happy?
Ask yourself, do you want to be alone?
Yeah.
If your spouse were to pass away, what are you going to do? You know, Phil was in the hospital for 5 days, and it was great the first 2 days, but I started getting a little bored around the house.
Right.
And, you know, we laugh and say we don't have the best, kindest relationship sometime, but we, you know, we've been together 40 years.
Yeah, and you're used to each other.
I mean, we got our own little system here.
Yes, whatever it is, it works.
It works. And so
if his body would just stop breaking down, then,
that would help a lot.
That would be a little easier on you.
I keep
saying
I'm not a caregiver.
But at the same time, I get what you're saying. There is, to go back to the very first thing you said, we are meant to be with others. We are meant to socially interact. That is what human beings do. And again, I come at this very emotionally because I lost my dad at an early age.
Yes.
You know, and so I made it clear to mom, I want you to be happy. And if that means you start dating someone else, you have my blessing to do so. She never did. She never wanted to date anybody else.
Right.
After dad, she just said, no, that's it. I never want to be with anybody else. I'll just be a parent and then one day, God willing, grandparent. And she was a beautiful parent and a beautiful grandparent.
Right.
And that was enough for her.
And
but
it worked.
But that's not enough for some people.
It's not. And if it's not, it's okay.
Yeah,
but
let them have their fun.
Let's talk about more ways to meet people. Because we talked about, before the break, we talked about churches and social events and friends and family and that sort of thing. One thing, I'm old and I admit it, but in my generation, we didn't have dating sites.
Right.
But there are specific dating sites for 55 and older.
I was going to say, for that age group.
Please do your homework, folks, because I had started looking, and the ones I was going to mention, as I dug more, I found out they're really not the best sites. eHarmony comes out with flying colors, though. They say that even for seniors, it is a great dating site.
Sure.
But let's talk about some things for you to think about. If you have gone through the whole profile thing, put your information out there, found somebody you want to go out with, what do you do? How do you stay safe, and what do you need to think about? First rule number one, and this is for kids, old adults, and anybody in between, please meet in public.
Right.
Do not go anywhere where you are alone with somebody that you've never met. You want to be in public, and you might even have a friend go and hang. If you're going to a restaurant, pay for your friend to have a dinner and be at another table in case something happens.
Right.
Have someone else there to be a backup if you need them. People aren't always nice. Let's not forget, you know, a lot of weird things happen out there. And
Absolutely.
We want you to be safe. We want you to have fun, but we want you to be safe.
Sure.
Don't overshare your information on the first date. They don't need to know how many kids you have, how many dogs you have, what your birth date is, what your Social Security is, how much money you're making.
Right.
They don't need any of that information. I mean, maybe your kids, but you really want to keep it simple and light and have fun. Don't overshare, because that's a real easy way to get finances.
There are people who are setting these dates up and going out on dates and have no intention of being on a date. They're there to get information from you and potentially scam you.
And you know what most people's password is? It's usually their kid's birthday or their dog's name or besides 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6.
Exactly.
So think about that, folks. Do not give out that kind of information.
Yeah.
Stick to your boundaries. What are you comfortable with? If somebody suggests let's go rock climbing and you don't want to go rock climbing, don't go rock climbing.
Right.
You know, you have boundaries. You have rights to say no just because you think it might be fun to this person's enjoyable. But if there's something going on that you're not comfortable with, say no. No is a complete sentence. It's a line I've learned a long time ago, and I like that line.
Well said.
All right. Okay. Talking about things that don't make me very comfortable. You know, I don't like this topic. I hate talking about sex, period. It just always makes me turn purple, and I'm probably blushing now. Brian, but if you're a senior,
Brian, look at that.
Stop it, both of you. It's true. If you're a senior and you start dating somebody, you have to talk about sex. You're not worried about getting pregnant, but STDs are out there, folks. And
as much as this might sound awkward to some people, of course they are.
Yeah.
Of course they are.
And
got to be aware of this.
You've got to be aware of this. Sexual health is very important for older adults. You can get all kinds of evil diseases from folks, and you don't really want that. And if somebody is a player, you got to be careful.
Yeah.
So have those conversations. And, you know, then on top of that, there are people who maybe sex isn't what you're looking for out there. Maybe you're just looking for a companionship,
right,
and that's not your number one priority.
Right.
You better have that conversation.
Absolutely, because the person sitting across from you might have very different
ideas
of what he wants as companionship versus what you want as companionship. And he's not wrong.
Nobody's wrong.
He's not
wrong
if he's looking for something with physical intimacy. Yeah. Doesn't make him a bad guy. It's just that's what he wants. You might not want that. You might be the one that wants the physical intimacy, and he doesn't.
I'm going to interject quick here. You keep saying he.
Or she.
You know,
I apologize. Yeah.
As we get older, I have known more women who are sexually aggressive in assisted living than men. So think about that, folks.
Absolutely.
It's kind of funny. But that goes back to what I just said. No is a complete sentence. And if somebody says no, then we have to respect that. And it's very simple. But it is a conversation. It is about your health, and you don't want to have something happen that shouldn't.
There are so many components involved here, Karen.
Yeah.
The emotional side, the physical, the mental side of it. Just, again, and a lot of these people that we're talking about are people that at some point are still possibly grieving the loss of someone. There's just so many components and intangibles and variables that can go into the emotional side of this. And so you just, again, be sensitive to the fact that there's a lot of these things going on. And it's not just cut and dry, easy to understand. What might be easy for you to understand might not be easy, for somebody else.
I want to stick out one more thing before we have to go.
Sure.
Do not give out any of your personal information, folks. Do not talk about your finances. And if somebody is asking or somebody's giving you a sob story about how they might be losing their home or they've been living with their kids and they don't like
warning.
Red flag, every light, walk away. Don't even pretend because the dating scene is a hotbed for con artists, whether you're 16 or whether you're 60.
Yeah.
And you really need to be aware that people are out there to take advantage of you. And that sounds horrible. I don't mean to sound pessimistic because we're supposed to be positive.
Yeah.
But I want you to be a realist. So if you are starting, if they're pulling on your heartstrings, check and see what's going on for real.
Absolutely.
Because,
again,
that's not a safe sign.
No, just be, better safe than sorry.
Yes.
And I always use the old Ronald Reagan line, trust but verify.
Absolutely.
Trust but verify.
Right.
That's all. And I mean, that's the old thing. I tell my kids that all the time.
Yes.
Is look for the positives in people, look for the positives in situation, but trust but verify.
But verify. Yeah. And that keeps everybody safe.
Exactly.
And you know what? You might be protecting somebody else if you do that, because if you find somebody who's a con artist, you might be able to stop them from hurting somebody else too.
He might have hurt seven people before also, or she
might
have hurt seven people before you. Yeah.
Women do it too,
folks. You never know. If people want more info on this or to just call you about anything at Oakleaf Village, how do they find you?
803-808-3477 or oakleaflexington.com.
Well done, young lady.
Thanks, guys.
Thank you for
coming on in.
We'll see you next week for sure. That's Karen Picker joining us from over at Oakleaf Village for the Positive Points on Aging. We will wrap up here. Do not worry. The Clear to Close program is coming up next with Erica and Mary Gervais. I'm back at 4 o'clock for the afternoon drive. We'll have Kids First today in the afternoon drive. Looking forward to that. In the meantime, for Brian, for Karen, I'm Kev. Thanks for listening.
Mornings with Kev.